Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hi, lads and lasses. Here we are. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. Greg's wearing the green even beads. Aye, sucking down some green coffee and getting ready for a wonderful day that it is going to be. Yeah. Good morning and welcome. 6:08, your time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It is also a Trash Talking Tuesday as well, thanks to Florence Recycling. Wow, we got a lot going on. World Baseball Classic, USA taking on Venezuela tonight. Also, Friday is when the Florida Gators get back into action. March Madness underway. They're playing in Tampa, and they're going to take on the winner of Lehigh or Prairie View A&M. Prairie View A&M. That's right. Greg looked a bit befuddled, as every single person who hears Prairie View A&M is for the first time. Okay. I don't know a lot about them, but I know this. Look, we've got a one seed, so you've got to take every opponent very, very seriously. Coming off that loss to Vanderbilt in the SEC, but the Gators are going to regroup, and they're going to tear it up. I think they're going to have a great run, but you still have to take it one game at a time. So they're playing in Florida. Maybe that's an advantage. We'll be able to travel easily. So if they win this game, they will play again, I believe, on Sunday. And that also will be in Tampa. So that there's an advantage. So that gets them down to 64, the 32. That'll get them into the Sweet 16 if they win those two. All right, go Gators.
There you go.
Come on, man. And, of course, yep, St. Patrick's Day being celebrated around the world. Meanwhile, we got this pesky war going on, and we keep progressing. The big thing is, though, the Strait of Hormuz, and Trump was asked about it yesterday. You know, hey, I thought we sunk all those ships, and we did. I think a total of 100 Iranian ships were sunk, including all of their ships that had the capability of, well, not all the ships, but most of the ships had the capability of dropping any kind of mines. You could still do that, apparently, off some of those much smaller boats, what they call the fast boats. So there's still some of those around. But, you know, we've made great headway, but President Trump said you got to get the people with the boats to agree to go through the straits. So you've got people who own boats that are worth a couple of $1 billion. You've got whatever merchandise and stuff that's on the boats. And then you have the insurance companies that are going, now, wait, what? Oh, we didn't know you were going to go through the strait. Wait a second here. All of a sudden, you have a new monthly payment. Yeah. So go figure. Yeah, because we escorted, what, ships through the English Channel and, well, even across the Atlantic, World War II, and had those awful German U-boats. Searching like giant sharks, like giant killer sharks trying to sink ships. So we've got our hands full with that, but I'm still feeling good about it as we push forward. And some of the latest on the operation. U.S. Israeli forces continue to bombard the Iranian capital as fear is a global energy crisis rose on Monday. Not going to be a global energy crisis at all. It is going to jack up the prices for sure. But what goes through there maybe affects at the most 10% of our oil. And so it's really Asia that's hit the hardest, like Japan. So word has it that some of these folks are finally coming around to realize, hey, maybe we should help America. Maybe it's in our interest as well to help to police the Strait of Hormuz. As much as we call it this tiny choke point, it's not that tiny. You know what I mean? It's not. It's still a fairly vast waterway you have to try to cover, you know? It's like anything else. Oh, yeah, you live on a pretty small lake. Yeah, you want to swim across the jackass? Huh? Huh, smart guy? Yeah. All of a sudden, that's not a little pond anymore, is it? Yeah. So Anyway, that's where we sit with that. And Trump says Iran's military decimated. He did not say that again. Didn't he use another word in one of the articles we have? Anyway, Trump confirms that we are at 7,000 targets, I think. So we're hitting still, on average, about 500 targets a day. So you've got that going on. SCOTUS getting involved in deportation issues. And, wow, one of his number one people on his team, Susie Wiles, apparently it's become public that she's been diagnosed with breast cancer. So prayers for her and her family, for sure. All right. What else is going on? Democrats, as well as establishment and liberal media, have claimed Vice President J.D. Vance has kept a low profile since Operation Epic Fury began in Iran earlier this month, despite the vice president engaging in a number of public-facing events. I was just going to say, what are they talking about? The establishment media is trying to say that he's hiding out. He's been all over the place. Yeah. He's been very public.
What are they talking
about? Where do they come up with this stuff?
I don't know.
In the 17 days since the start of the United States Operation Epic Fury, which has seen the dismantlement of Iran's army, much of its ballistic missile program, also repeated casualties in its Islamic regime, Vance has engaged in seven public events. So seven public events in 17 days. I wouldn't say you're exactly hiding out. I wouldn't even call that low profile.
But somehow they don't see him?
It's, you know, it's funny. The mainstream, lamestream media, whatever you want to call them, you know, they're kind of slow to cover anything that J.D. Vance is involved in because, you know, he'll probably say something crazy. He'll invoke God or the Constitution or maybe guns. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. I mean, to them, he's, you know, he's just about as wacky as Trump. So that scares them. And they know in 2028 there's a real good chance he could be the guy. So they don't want to give him any free publicity. So the publicity they do give him is that, where is he? You refuse to report on him, basically.
Wow.
But then you want to know where he is.
Uh-huh.
He's all around if you're paying attention. You know, just pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, it's crazy what we have to deal with, isn't it? All right. In fact, he's been given new duties. That's right. Anti-fraud task force. That is coming up. We've got a lot coming up. Don't you go anywhere. Happy St. Patrick's Day, 616 News Talk, 97.3 The Sky. You better wear your green or you're going to get pinched.
I don't think you can do that anymore, can you?
Oh, yeah.
HR and all, you know?
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah, I remember when it was H&R Puffin stuff. That was, you know, better
HR
times. Less political correctness.
And the Bugaloos.
Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm.
621 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Happy. Happy St. Patrick's Day. What was the year that he died? It was like 421 or something.
461.
Crazy. 461. Wow.
I mean, he died on St. Patrick's Day. I just find that crazy. I mean, what are the odds of that? What a coincidence.
And green beer was invented just a few short weeks later, laddie. So, yeah, we've got that going on, something to celebrate, and it's something to obviously be concerned about as, you know, anytime our American forces put themselves out there, and they are. It is day 18 of Operation Epic Fury. Of course, we will continue to follow that. And then here domestically, oh, you've got folks on both sides that want to fund TSA. Aw.
Really?
Yeah, Republicans and Democrats may be getting together. They want to fund TSA and even the Coast Guard and, yeah, even FEMA. But the Dems don't want ICE. Mm. Do they know that ICE has already been funded separately? Are they not aware of that?
It's been
not
the news.
Secret news I have.
No, it's been on the news. No. Like if they just watch the news.
Hmm.
Huh.
Monday's broadcast, CNN News Central, Representative Adam Smith, Democrat out of Washington, stated that, yeah, Democrats and Republicans have both wanted to fund TSA for some time, and the Coast Guard and FEMA. And what we don't want to fund is ICE. Yeah, we get that. But you know, if you, no matter what you do with FEMA and the TSA, I said ICE is already funded. Yeah. And the notion is that somehow that's trivial. ICE basically murdered two people in Minnesota, according to this, you know, what this Democrat is saying. He said the rights of Americans are being violated all across the country. Yeah, they're being violated across the country. You know who's violating their rights? Yep. People like you that stand in the way of federal law enforcement issues doing their job.
Yeah.
The rights are being violated by allowing and protecting known illegal immigrant criminals from being apprehended. Don't you care about those rights of your actual, I know this is a shocking word, citizens?
Oh, but Bob, they want to represent everyone.
He said the notion that that should be reformed is an important issue, too. He added, there's a simple solution. Fund everything but ICE. Oh, yeah. Oh,
simple.
You would like that.
Wow.
You know, are people going to remember this when the election comes around? And I mean, if you asked a Democrat straight up, do you really want to protect illegal immigrants that are killing, murdering, maiming, burglarizing, and all that? Do you really want to? How could they possibly say, yeah, I kind of do. I kind of got a soft spot in my heart for illegal criminals.
Yeah.
I got a soft spot. I mean, there can't be that many wackadoodles that, like, fall in love with a stone-cold murderer that's in prison and they write them letters. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
I mean, that is a real phenomenon, but I think hopefully we're talking about just a sliver of the population, but apparently maybe a lot of Democrats are like that. You could fall in love too.
Yeah. Well, it's a new website for them.
It's insane.
It is.
President Donald Trump on Monday established a task force to eliminate fraud and tapped Vice President J.D. Vance as its chairman. Trump signed the executive order in the Oval Office, flanked by the Vice President and a Federal Trade Commission Chairman, Andrew Ferguson, who will serve as the task force's vice chairman. And very much unlike Kamala Harris being the border czar, if you give J.D. Vance a gig, he's going to take it extremely seriously.
Yeah.
And he's going to work hard to get the job done. White House Staff Secretary Will Scharf emphasized the task force aims to root out widespread revelations of fraud in federally funded programs in states like Minnesota and California and potentially return billions or possibly hundreds of billions of dollars to taxpayers. Yeah, I mean, their mission has to be stop the fraud, cut off any and all monies going to fraudulent programs, and prosecute the heck out of the people doing the lying, stealing, cheating, and wasting. I just read where the folks in New York are spending an average of, this came from their comptroller, an average of $81,000 per homeless person in New York. That's what they're spending on them or in regards to them in one way, shape, or form through their quote-unquote programs for the homeless. $81,000 per homeless.
That'd be a decent life.
Yeah. Oh, why don't you give them half of that directly? Just give it to them.
Wow.
You'd have cut your budget in half.
Unreal.
And they wouldn't have to sleep outside at night.
Unreal.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
And you know what that serves as? This isn't just, oh, they're wasting and it's fraudulent, which there's probably all of that involved.
Yeah.
But this is a bottom line. This is the time when you can take a step, a giant step backward, and look at the view from 30,000 feet. And not just hardcore conservatives. Everybody needs to look at that and go, this is exactly what occurs when you think that big government has the answers to your problems. Oh, the only problem that they don't have is spending our money, spending us into an incredible level of debt. But if it worked, that might even be different. You might say, well, maybe it was worth it because it, quote unquote, worked. But when you see that amount of money being spent and wasted and not even having a positive effect on the issue and the problem itself, why do we keep funding all of this stuff? Knock it off. Cut it off. 628 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And happy St. Patrick's Day. 97.3 The Sky. Well, oh well, here we are. Happy Tuesday. Happy Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks to Florence Recycling. Good morning and welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We are wearing our green. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. Also, we've got Day 18 going on, Operation Epic Fury, of course, and updates on that coming up. I also want to remind you, you never have to miss a minute of the show. You just search the Bob Rose Show in your favorite app, hit the follow button. You can catch up on every episode, every hour, every highlight, whenever it works for you. Now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcast. President Donald Trump over the weekend said he talked to about seven countries about providing military support to keep the Strait of Hormuz open. It's not immediately clear whether his appeals obtained any commitments. I mentioned yesterday about Macron from France mentioned something about sending a couple of ships. But then after I had that story, I haven't seen much since then. And you've got something from President Trump, is it?
Numerous countries have told me they're on the way. Some are very enthusiastic about it, and some aren't. Some are countries that we've helped for many, many years. We've protected them from horrible outside sources, and they weren't that enthusiastic.
Yeah, this is when you find out who your friends really are. You know,
yeah.
When you're the guy that shows up and gets together for lunch and picks up the tab most of the time, mm-hmm. everybody's happy. But the one time you forget your wallet,
oh,
all of a sudden everybody's kind of digging in their pants, looking around, looking at the other guys all around.
They get T-Rex arms. They just can't quite reach
the
bill.
Yeah, they shrink back to their sides. We're the suckers, basically. Let's just call it what it is. America, we are the suckers of the world. We help out all the time. We give and we give and we give. And we don't get much thanks back for it.
No.
And people have a short memory, you know. And this is, you know, not just Europe, around the world. We've been there to help others, both military and through other aid and everything else. Does anybody even come close to spending the amount of money we spend helping others? The answer is absolutely not. And the thing about this is that's interesting is other nations are going to be hurt worse than we will by any sort of blockage at the Strait of Hormuz. We can weather it out probably better than most of the other countries that are impacted by it. Yet you don't see this real sense of urgency on their part at all. And, you know, I guess that's good in a way. I think Trump already, look, he learned that. He came into office the first go around and put pressure on everybody to cough up money to support NATO.
Yep.
And it wasn't just give it to NATO. It was part of that responsibility is taking care of your own military so that you are ready to help if needed. That's the whole idea of NATO. When one country is attacked, all of the countries jump in and they spread out whatever, you know, the losses are, and they spread out the workload and they spread out the costs. But, you know, we've carried the majority of that load for a very long time, way more than we should have. And President Trump addressed that. And now it's interesting that President Trump, you know, once again says, hey, look, do you want the Strait of Hormuz open or what? And they are so afraid to get into the conflict. And here's what I think part of the reason is, and it might be a major part of the reason. Think about it if you're the UK. This guy Starmer, the prime minister. He's not on the same page as Trump. I get that. But he is an intelligent enough man to realize what the circumstances are and what's really what's needed. And they certainly could help. I think they're afraid of their Muslim population. Quite frankly, I do. I think they're afraid of their Muslim population. Not all of them, clearly, because not all of them are bad. But they are afraid, I think, overall. Look, in Europe, you already have the no-go zones. You already have some areas where Sharia law takes care of everything. I mean, that is wacky. That is out of control. And that shows you that, you know, they're pushing their desires and their will at the expense of the rights and freedoms of the people that were there first, the citizens. So I think that is a factor when you talk about that. And again, it's an uncomfortable thing that a lot of people don't want to talk about. But I think that is a part of what is going on there when it comes to why haven't they reacted to this call to action? They know all they got to do is send a couple of warships there. Let's make everybody feel a sense of comfort of trying to transport goods through the Strait of Hormuz. But yet you really don't see anybody jumping up. Well, ready to help. Let's see over the next day or so if that changes. And we can't go by verbiage. We have to go by action.
Yeah,
let's see
who they say. Oh, we don't want to be drawn into your issue. It's not really our issue. It's a world issue.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. 6:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. A lot more to talk about, including a possible alien abduction. Do.
Can't wait for this one.
Oh, yeah. Oh. It's coming up on News Talk 97.3, The Sky. Another day in paradise, my friends. Yep, a little bit of a chilly paradise. So, yeah, be prepared for that. You're like, what? Thought spring was here, or maybe even summer. But no, that's been put on hold for a few days.
Well,
patience.
Yeah, but this is like the third time we've had this conversation, Bob. Is summer really here now?
It really is now.
After this.
I have it on
this.
Excellent authority.
Okay, good.
No,
I think you're right.
Enjoy the cool break, because it's over after this. It really is.
Okay.
And this way you're comfortable for St. Patrick's Day, which, by the way, welcome to it.
Yep.
It is St. Patrick's Day. It is March the 17th. So, yep, wear your green, have some fun, and you won't be uncomfortable if you have long sleeves or pants on or anything like that.
Yeah.
Last chance to wear them, then it's shorts from here on out.
Like the way you're thinking.
Yeah. All right, so you got that going on. And you know, I haven't heard any really breakthroughs in the Guthrie case. I mean, they might add a little bit something here and there, but there's been no breakthrough. That's awful. But there's another person who's disappeared. Authorities are searching for missing retired Air Force Major General William Neil McCaslin. And they're investigating new developments. You see, here's the interesting thing about the retired Air Force major. He had access to top secret information and stuff related to Roswell and other things. Although, recently, despite speculation, his wife actually came out and said he had no special knowledge about extraterrestrials or the Roswell incident. Well, maybe he didn't share that information or the fact that he had information with you. Is that possible? I mean, he had the clearances. So was he abducted? And of course, I say that with a certain amount of snark. But how does somebody just disappear? I mean, the Guthrie thing. At least you've got the doorbell camera. Something nefarious was taking place, right? Investigators said they're still working to determine whether the boots that they found, they found hiking boots believed to belong to the missing general discovered at his vacation home, and they're still working to determine whether they're connected to his disappearance in some way. Now, this is stretching into its third week. During a Monday news conference, County Sheriff's Office said there still has been no confirmed sightings of the 68-year-old aerospace engineer, and a silver alert was issued and remains in effect. So nobody's seen him.
Okay.
Now, he was last seen leaving his Albuquerque, New Mexico home on foot around 11 a.m. And I believe it was, repairman actually spoke to him just previous to that, between 9 and 10 a.m.
Interesting. Okay.
The repairman described the general as being in a mental fog, but investigators said there was no indication that he was disoriented or confused, describing him instead as a highly intelligent, highly capable person. Well, but you could be highly intelligent, highly capable. You could be undergoing a form of a stroke, for instance. You could have, at 68, you could have some other, say, internal infection that can begin to affect you in other ways, you know, unlike it may have done the whole rest of your life.
Right.
When you get older, these are the kinds of things that occur. So, but it is interesting, like, happen to him? Where did he go? Now, here's the deal. Investigators noted he left behind his phone, glasses, and wearable devices at the house. However, several personal items remain missing, including his wallet, revolver, and a holster. And investigators also said Monday that a red backpack is unaccounted for.
But glasses, that's an odd one. If you need them, you need them.
The phone represents to me, look, if you're taking a backpack and not your phone, that means you're going somewhere where you don't want people to know.
Exactly.
Was he suicidal? There's no reason to believe that leading up to it.
Why would you take a backpack necessarily if you...
Well, and you're taking your gun. I mean...
Yeah, that's true.
If there was a level of depression or he was suicidal, I would say he probably went somewhere and committed suicide and didn't want his wife to find a mess, so to speak.
Right. Strange one.
Or he's joyriding with aliens around the galaxy right now. That could be correct as well.
That's a possibility.
A lot more to come on the St. Patrick's edition, Laddies and Lasses.